Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. And we go to hour number three for a show of 2020. Good to be here. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up later on this hour, the head basketball coach at Texas Tech, Chris Beard. And the reason for that, the Men of March series continues. And it is going to drop this evening on CBS Sports Network, and it's all about Chris Beard. And the folks from CBS, unbelievable crew, was allowed to follow him around for a number of months. I actually went to Lubbock back in August. He and I sat down. I spent some time with him, not only for the interview, but I'll get into all of this. But he is going to join us in the last segment today. And that show is going to air tonight on CBS Sports Network. I have not seen it yet. I'm going to get into that in 1 minute. Going back to the end of hour number two, a number of you were quick to respond to Adam Hawk saying that he went to Sedona, Arizona, and he had some, quote, spiritual moments. Wells in the 360 tweets, Hawk, quote, walking it off to regain composure, quote, is definitely code for smoking a bowl to chill out. It's not what he said. What he said was he had two kids under the age of three in a seven-hour drive and was fine going out there, but it's always tougher coming back. And at some point, he had to pull over and walk it off for a half mile. Many of you are interpreting that as something else. Liz in Falls City tweets, Hawk saying it was, quote, spiritual, meant that he found peyote. He smoked it, and he passed out. At SA Sports Honk tweets, Rome, Adam Hawk had a, quote, spiritual moment? Out in the desert? Damn, that peyote is strong stuff. This says, Rome, spiritual moments? Dude got high. Yeah, and really quickly, I'll bring you back in. Just really quickly, because you deserve a chance to respond. Was your spiritual moment, did that include peyote?
No, not peyote.
Sounds like you're not telling me something. All right, it did not include peyote. What did it include?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Can you elaborate? Can you be more specific than this and that?
I cannot elaborate.
It involved, cannot or you will not.
I did not say that. I wouldn't say that either. I cannot
well
and
played,
I will not.
Stoner.
Thank you. Shout out to Jim Tomsula for the line.
Answer the question.
It was a great trip. Wonderful trip. And, you know, a lot of things, a lot of higher power, spirituality, all that good stuff.
Dude, you're embarrassing, man. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either. I wouldn't say it either.
Welcome to 2020, Adam Hawk. More of the same. The more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. And I'm still looking for a phone call that I can take on air. I've gone 2 hours open phones to start 2020. Let's try something. All right, this guy... If anybody could set the tone for 2020, it is this guy. We go to Vancouver. Matt in Vancouver. Matt, Happy New Year. What's up?
Happy New Year, pimp. 2020 feels sexy, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, man. I had a quick take on Houston, man. You know, I know they're heading into wild card weekend here, and they're feeling good about themselves. But the fact of the matter is they're already champions, Rome. 2 years in a row, they have won fattest city in America. That is a building of a dynasty, my man. All the donuts. Eating more pizza than Papa John. It's all paid off, Houston. Keep doing what you're doing. It doesn't matter what happens in the wild card game this weekend. You're still a champion. And quickly, Rome, Wharton in Denver using a shaken up soda bottle as a bidet. Peace.
Wow. All right, Matt, thank you very much for setting the tone. Like I said, he said Houston is the fattest city in America 2 years in a row. Congratulations. They're eating more pizza than Papa John's. Yeah, except Papa had 40 pies in 30 days, remember? So nobody's eating more pizza
40
than PJ.
Forty pizzas in 30 days.
But that takes me way back. I can remember back in the day, and I don't track these type of things, but Matt in Vancouver obviously does. I don't keep track of the fattest cities in America. But I do remember back in the day, Alvin, do you remember this? San Antonio was the fattest city in America. And that was getting a lot of run on the program. Well, my friends in Wisconsin, man, where are we? Notice I said we. Because I own some real estate in Wisconsin. Where are we? Hey, don't forget about us. We're fat.
Fat?
1-800-636-8686. Speaking of Wisconsin, let's go there right now. Banging telephone calls. Cliff in Wisconsin. It's good to have you, Cliff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Jim Rome, HOF. Only way to describe this level of efficiency is they've been consistently inconsistent. We've seen them change the way the teams that make it to the Super Bowl, the teams that are playing for the national championship. Hell, in the NBA, they can't call a dunk a dunk. I've got one last thing to say.
Are you sure, Cliff, or are we already done?
Not a very good call.
Or did you already say the last thing that you had to say? And one more thing, Rome. I've got one thing that I really got to get off my chest. One more thing I've got to say. The last thing I want to say is... What, Cliff? I've got one last thing to say, Cliff. Now you're done. He was talking about the officiating. And I said, is it too much to ask that we get through a game? Is there any game on any level that does not... Any competitive game on any level. Any level of any game that does not involve some discussion about the officiating after the game. So, like, I want to say that part of this is technology, right? Part of this is social media. We have replays. We have many different angles. We have social media. We have a way for people to react. We've got the officials under the microscope. I mean, all of this is true. It is. Technology is going to magnify bad calls. But it seems to me the refs are not getting better. The refs are not getting better, and if anything, they're getting worse. And it's a talking point, and it's a talking point way too often. That said, that was somebody from Wisconsin, so I understand where Badger Nation is pissed off. They're trying to stay in the game, they're trying to come back, they've got a critical drive late, and then they're called for OPI, offensive pass interference. That was not a subjective call. That was a bad call. That was a terrible call at a terrible time, period. That was just a really bad call. It was wrong. It was the wrong call. But it's not why they lost the game. Badger Nation, you know, in a way, I am one of you. I've got a son going to that school. We own land there, but I am paid to be objective. And if I'm going to be objective, that's not what cost you that game. The referees did not beat you. The referees did not rip that game from you. You didn't play well enough. You turned it over four times. The four turnovers led directly to 21 Oregon points. You made too many costly mistakes and penalties. That's not why you lost that game. Granted, it was a terrible call at a terrible time. It was a peyote or not, Hawk? It was a terrible call at a terrible time.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
But that's not the reason you lost that game.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either. I would not.
Dear Jim, 2019 was one of the best years ever in the jungle, no doubt. But you don't want to burn out this year. Maybe you slow it down a little and let the guys around you do most of the work. Signed, Frank Gore. Brett from Bugaha. Another year wiser. Let me tell you something dope. Don't mess with Frank Gore. You know, I know you're pushing buttons. I know you're trying to get a rise out of me. I know you're trying to aggravate me. I know you're trying to hook me. I don't get hooked like that. You can't hook me. But I can tell you this, Brett. One more Frank Gore reference and you're blocked. And I block nobody. Go to my Twitter feed. Look at how many people I've blocked. Zero. You, Brett, though, could be the first. Man, keep this guy's name out your mouth. This is a huge Frank Gore house. I love Frank Gore. And anybody who knows anything about football, and especially at that level, respects and admires Frank Gore for his character, for his work ethic, for his toughness, for his discipline, for how long he's been in it, and for what kind of a teammate he is. And don't be an idiot, Brett. Seriously, just stop. Hey, Rome, I would love to be the first call of 2020. If history dictates, I will probably be the first call of 2021. Signed, Damon Amendola. Who, you mean the man dominating mornings? Stop. Man, just stop. Brian in Charlotte, warm Matt in L.A., abstaining from Belly Clarkson resets in 2020. Man, I should have done that. I should have let Matt set the tone. Jeremy in Green Bay tweets, holy hell, Hawk sounds like I did in the 12th grade when my dad busted me. So much for Hawk growing up in 2020. He does sound like that, doesn't he? You do sound like that, Adam. And Hawk's getting a lot of react. Dear Hawk, I also have kids ages 3 and 1. Enjoyed hearing that story about your road trip. Dead on. Have you looked in their car seats yet? Probably covered in crumbs and sticky food scraps. Casey in New Hampshire. See, that's the thing, though, Case. I've got kids who are like 18 and 15, and their car seats are like that. Gotta hate that, man. That pisses me off. Hey, Rome. Hawk's trip could have been shorter had he not taken that half-mile walk. Using his marathon time as a calculator, him walking off half a mile would take 2 hours. Poor kids. I'd be pissed waiting for my pops to walk that far, too. John in Huntington Beach. Hey, Hawk, you should have just put your kid in the trunk. Signed, Barry Alvarez. Steven PHX. Like I said, the more things change, the more they stay exactly the same. Steve, I was in the box. I was 5 seats away from Barry Alvarez. Barry was into the game. Barry was intense. Barry was locked in. It was a grandchild or two running around. Barry didn't put anybody in the trunk. Got to put you in the trunk, Steve. And there you go. When we come back, I want to talk Chris Beard. I got to give him the proper setup and preview. Chris Beard is going to close out the show. But before so, I want to tell you why we're having him on today and what that's all about. That's coming up next. Also, a quick reminder, the Jim Rome podcast returns. Normally, it's on Wednesday. I did not work yesterday. I was at the Rose Bowl. We're going to drop it today. It's a different podcast going off the board because the podcast is a different animal altogether. Bob Mayer is a brilliant music journal and producer, and he wrote the definitive book on one of the most amazing and intriguing bands ever, The Replacements. And I've got history with that band. So that's going to drop later on today. Change of pace. If you know the band, you definitely want to hear this. If you don't know the band, I think you'll find it really interesting. That's coming up. And Bob Mayer, by the way, he knew all about the history between me and the band and Paul Westerberg. And he had some insight, too, that even I didn't know. So look for that. When we come back, more telephone calls, my thoughts on Chris Beard, and then the Chris Beard interview. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Redskins with a presser right now. And they've introduced Ron Rivera as their new head coach. I like that hire. I like that hire a lot. Now, you might argue that that might be a challenging job for a guy. He clearly wanted that opportunity. He wanted to work there. He wants to be a part of that. And I like that. I think that's got to be really encouraging if you're the Redskins. I know why they wanted him. But it's very clear that he wanted them as well. And I think that's a great hire for them. I love that he's going to bring Jack Del Rio with him, too. 1-800-636-8686. Jason Garrett, still head coach of the Cowboys. Man, I hope he always is. Literally, I hope they never change. I hope that going forward, he meets with Jerry and Stephen Jones three times a week to discuss his status. I hope that never ends. Like, I understand that his contract is up in about 12 days or so. I just don't care. Like, I want this to continue on right through the combine, the draft, OTAs, training camp. I want to continue on through my 70s. I want them to spend the next 30 years just talking to this guy about his job. Like, how long are we going to talk about this? Jera? Steven? As long as it takes, Red. As long as it takes. See you Friday. The hell are they still talking about? So they are scheduled to meet yet again today. All right, so once again, I got Chris Beard coming up in about 15 minutes. He's going to close the show today. Now, some of you might recall, back in August, I did go down to Lubbock, Texas to do a special project for CBS. The focus of that particular trip was to sit down with Chris Beard for an interview special, which is part of the Men of March series. Let me first say it was an honor to be asked to do so. Secondly, it was awesome to do so with Beard and to do it in his town, to see how he works, and to get a taste of life in Lubbock for Chris Beard. It actually was one of my favorite trips ever. The special is going to air this evening at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. So make a note of that. It's going to air tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network, and I'm all hyped up for it. I have not seen the final version, so I'm going to be just as excited as you are to see how that looks. I do have a couple of clips that I want to play right now. Now, part of the time that I spent in Lubbock was hanging out with Beard at his house. We talked about how life has changed since the championship run, and he came correct. He came clean. It has changed. He's getting perks that he never got before. And then, of course, the conversation turned to our first meeting ever. It's a story that some of you may have heard before, but this time there are some new details.
Look at this place.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me in your house. This is great. How you feeling?
Good. Glad you're here.
Glad to be here. So I gotta ask, I mean, you and I have not spoken recently after the great championship run. How you living? How are things? What's going on right now?
Things are good. It's, I get that question all the time, you know, and the political answer would be, nothing's changed, but I mean, everything's changed. One example, I start every morning, for the most part, going to get a breakfast burrito right down the road, and I normally kind of have to wait in line like everybody else, and then when I get the salsa, it's 30 cents extra. When we got back from Minneapolis, man, they didn't comp the burritos, but they did comp the 30 cent extra hot sauce.
Oh, look at you.
So, some benefits like that.
Is that not the reason why you're in this game? To get free hot sauce? Get that kind of recognition?
Yes.
Man, you're working your plan. There was another time, though, at the Final Four, you and I got on the elevator at the same time. Some have heard this story, some have not. What happened then?
Yeah, one of my best stories, not in coaching, but just life, is San Antonio Final Four years ago. Some of my friends of mine coaching at small colleges, but we don't necessarily have our own room. We're just kind of hustling, staying in guys' floors and stuff like that. We find ourselves in this really nice hotel somewhere near downtown. Elevator opens and you get on. And we had been fans of the show and you for a long time, so you get on. We make kind of a comment. You kind of look and we're like, hey, man, we're fans. And one thing you ask us, we're like, hey, guys, where are y'all staying? And when we explain to you, we're not staying anywhere. We're just hustling. We're street dogs here. I think you kind of had a kindness in your heart moment. You give us your key and you're like, guys, do not go to my room, but work your way up to concierge level. They got free food up there. We tried to stay cool, you know, thank you, Mr. Rome, but right when you turned the corner, we were like high-fiving, hugging. We took the elevator straight up. We got off. Never forget it. Prime rib sliders, free beer, granola bars, free mints. Had a little bowl down at the end, like a silver bowl that had like complimentary toothbrushes and toothpaste. Killed that.
Anything that was not nailed to the floor was leaving with you. In fact, were you jamming food in your pockets on the way out the door?
Yes. But yeah, after all these years, thanks again for the prime rib sliders.
My man's amazing. I mean, amazing. And when we weren't talking about free salsa and sliders, we were talking about loyalty, life, and about how he and his staff approach their jobs.
Any head coach would tell you they're only as good as the guys they have around them. I met a lot of your staff. These are good guys. These are guys who are going to battle for you. Loyalty, right? What does that word mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. We basically have a plastic reindeer in our program, and the reindeer's name is Loyalty. We got this from my youngest daughter, Margot. Back to the divorce days, we had a couple of these reindeers we put in our yard when I was married and lit them up because I'm not a big Christmas light guy. I'm not getting on the roof. I don't have time to do all that.
Preach.
So I just put the reindeers in the yard, put a light bulb in them. I thought it was a great idea. The ex, not so much. But anyway, she had a garage sale and made some sales and stuff. And Margot, at 5 years old, saved this reindeer for me. So I immediately named it Loyalty. Because I think it's the best sign of loyalty I've ever heard, this whole story. We took it back to our teams, and then today we have Loyalty the Reindeer.
I don't think we're different than anybody else in college basketball. Everybody works, but certainly some people work different hours.
He says we're not any different than anybody else, but we are. We're quite different. We work a lot harder than most staffs do, and sometimes that means doing some things that a lot of the staffs don't want to do. Like staying up late at night.
The evenings often stretch to the night, which stretch to the morning. While it is a grind, I think they all love it. They're basketball junkies, they have fun.
Remember when you were a kid and you did the prank calls? Then you always had like the naive, like idiotic parents, and then you had like the dad like, hello. Hey look, if you guys call here one more time, I'm gonna come kick you. Like, you know, they just knew, oh hey. Were you staring at us through there? Or was it, that's weird, man. This is one of our biggest issues right here, guys, when people just come in there and they just...
He is a workaholic. He's very basketball-focused.
I've never seen that before. It's like a shallow cut, almost.
It's like this tunnel vision. He doesn't really see anything outside of basketball. He asks me all the time what his address is. He's lived at his house for 2 years now and doesn't know his address.
You know, our coach has high expectations, not only of himself, but his staff. He never wants to be out of work.
Everybody talks about how hard they work, but Beard and his staff absolutely live it. It's an amazing thing to see. There are a couple of other details that I'm looking forward to talking about with him in a few moments, but that is just a taste of the Men of March special. There is more of that tonight. 10:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. I cannot wait for that. I want to thank Chris Beard once again for having me into his home. I want to thank CBS for the opportunity to sit down with him. Khalil Cage and the rest of the crew were absolutely awesome to work with. I love the experience. I have not seen the final product. I've only seen the clips that I just played for you, so I can't wait to see that tonight. 10:30 p.m. Eastern, CBS Sports Network. Tune in. Watch it, tweet about it, do what you do. It's going to be a blast. 10:30 p.m. Eastern. When we come back, the man himself, head basketball coach at Texas Tech, Chris Beard, is going to join me. That's next. But first things first, here's a sports update for you. Welcome back. This is our first show of 2020, and this is the way you want to close the show. We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Texas Tech. Fourth season with the Red Raiders. A National Coach of the Year. A two-time Big 12 Coach of the Year. Led Texas Tech to its first Big 12 regular season title this season. Led the Red Raiders to the championship game and the best season in school history. Obviously, a good friend of the program. And as a reminder, NCAA Men of March, Chris Beard, is airing tonight at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. Many months went into developing that. He joins us right now. Chris, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Jim, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chris Beard. Good to have you. So you're 9-3. You've dealt with some injuries. Let me jump right into this. You've won four straight. You beat number one Louisville and MSG. Now you're starting Big 12 play on Saturday against Oklahoma State. Bring me up to date. Let me ask you once again, how is life for you right now, Chris?
Oh, exciting time and love it. You know, Big 12 starts on Saturday.
It's going to be another just brutal gauntlet 18-round fight, and we're excited about it. We accomplished a lot in our non-conference. I'm really proud of this team. You know, we lose four starters and basically six of our top seven on the national championship game team last year, but somehow we've kind of scrapped together a team here, got back in the top 25, so I'm proud of this year's team. Looking forward to coaching them.
We're talking Texas Tech basketball. The head coach, Chris Beard, my guest. You know, when you talk about conference play, Chris, I know you're going to battle hard no matter what, but does it feel like there's an intensity shift when you get into conference play? And is it something you have to dial up for, or does everybody just know that it's time to find a new level?
I think it's definitely a different level. You know, you feel it not only with the teams, but the fan bases, the crowds, just the whole, you know, college basketball scene, football closing up, you know, with the bowl games and what have you. And just seems like there's like a shift to college basketball. Our challenge, you know, is with young guys. We're playing five freshmen in our rotation right now. So just making sure they understand it's going to be a different deal come Saturday.
We're talking to Chris Beard. Now, of course, you and I are on CBS Sports Network tonight at 10:30 p.m. with the Men of March special. I've got a number of things from that show in our time together I want to ask you about, but one of the things you said in the special is, quote, when I do my best job coaching is when I have players who have that same grit, that same underdog mentality, that same street dog DNA, end quote. So from the outside, Chris, that win over Louisville sure seemed like an amazing demonstration of that grit and that mentality. Is that the way it felt to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, coaching speak and all this fake stuff would say, well, it was just the next game, but that's just not true. You know, whenever you have a chance to play the number one team in the country in Madison Square Garden on national television in the Jim Valvano game, it's special. So I was proud of our guys that night. We fought, and even if the scoreboard would have been flipped, I would have felt the same way because, you know, we were a little undermanned without our leading scorer. Our backs were against the wall, having lost a couple of games. It's probably the most comfortable I've felt coaching our guys because we're back to kind of the underdog role, and that's kind of where I prefer to be.
We're talking to Chris Beard, Texas Tech head coach. You know, one more thought about that game, too. Avery Benson was an absolute force. He had 10 points. He had four boards. He had a couple of blocks. You said after that game that, quote, Avery is the backbone of our culture. He's in his third year at Texas Tech. He has an Elite Eight ring, a Final Four ring, a Big 12 championship ring, and that's not happenstance. He's a big part of that, end quote. It's really high praise from you. So what does he mean to you and to your team and program?
Oh, Jim, this guy is great, man. I mean, you got to put on your bucket list to have a beer with Avery Benson someday. As soon as he graduates, I'm taking him straight to the bar. It's my kind of guy. He's the first guy we offered a scholarship to when I was in Arkansas, coaching at Arkansas Little Rock. And everything kind of collided where he chose to come and play for us here at Texas Tech. But no disrespect to all the other guys that I've coached over the years, but this guy, pound for pound, is the toughest guy I've ever coached. He's everything that's good about college basketball. He has no desire to even look at individual stats. All he cares about is winning. He's tough. He's just a special guy. And, you know, he's turned into a pretty good basketball player. He's just a redshirt sophomore, so there's going to be a lot of other great memories for him. But to see him out there battling that night and basically help us beat Louisville was big.
We're talking to Chris Beard. I mean, the fact that you called him the toughest guy you've ever coached is really high praise. Now, part of the Men of March show tonight, Chris, includes the preseason trip to the Bahamas. When you have the season that you had last year, and then you go to the Bahamas, it might be pretty easy for guys to kind of get fat, kind of get happy, maybe get soft. But you made the point that fear is a good thing, and you've said that you have all sorts of fear in you. Lay it out for me. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think as a competitor, you know, you're always you're always scared. You're always fearful going into it because you respect the opponent so much. And, you know, in our program, led by our associate head coach, Mark Adams, we study a lot of boxing. Coach Adams is a boxer himself, and I've always enjoyed watching fights and what have you. And I think, you know, some of the greatest fighters ever, they say, hey, man, when I get in that ring, I'm scared to death because I know what the other guy can do. And I think you see it all the time in sports. You know, after a team wins a couple games, there's the let-up game. But whenever a good team drops a few, you know your best effort's going to be out there. So I'm not talking about being soft. I'm not talking about not being prepared. I'm not talking about not being tough. But the idea of fear is one of the biggest motivators any competitor can have.
Texas Tech head basketball coach Chris Beard is joining me. Don't forget, that's going to be on tonight, 10:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. Now, Chris, as people will see in the show tonight, you and your staff put in long hours. I understand that every staff puts in long hours. I think you guys are a different breed. It seems like you and everybody around you genuinely love that work, love that grind. What are those late night sessions like?
Well, they're a lot of fun, actually. I mean, I've never been a big kind of self-promoter guy. I think people talk about how hard they work. I mean, everybody's grinding. There's nobody in BCS basketball. There's nobody in the Big 12. There's nobody that's elite at what they do that's not working. But I think what separates us a little bit is we enjoy doing it. A lot of late nights with our staff, and I like to some of the greatest advice I ever got. We've all heard it before, but you try to find something in life that's not a job; it's a passion. And I really believe that. I mean, I'm one of these guys like yourself. I don't think I've ever really worked a day in my life, as I enjoy what I do and have ever since I started coaching at different levels. And our staffs really feel the same way. So the late nights, the early mornings, the grinded out nights are great. And I've found this great kind of ability to kind of enjoy the adversity too. I think a lot of people can enjoy the success. That's kind of easy. But I think when you can kind of enjoy the adversity and fighting through things, it's what makes you alive. I tell our guys all the time, the normal college student goes to school, he has his share of adversity, but he doesn't know what it's like to lose on the buzzer or drop a couple games or overcome adversity. And if you can kind of find, in a sickly competitive way, if you can find enjoyment even in the hard times, I think this is what can, propel you to greatness.
Like adversity is a privilege. I just made that up.
No doubt.
Chris Beard joining us. Liz Cope, Chris, is the executive associate. She says in the show that you're so locked in on basketball that you've lived in your house for 2 years, but you sometimes still ask her what your home address is. It's a pretty amazing story. Is that true?
Unfortunately, that is true. I always get mixed up on the zip codes, too. But the other side of that I don't think Liz has experienced with me is, we've moved so many times over the years. I kind of always kind of forget where I am from time to time. But yeah, that is true, unfortunately.
All right, so Chris, speaking of that house, you and I spent some time in that house. You had me in your house. It's an amazing house. Like, when you first got there, did you think to yourself, man, I'm going to get myself a mansion. It's my time. I'm going to get myself a mansion. Was that the thought process?
Absolutely not. I thought I would get an Airstream trailer and put it on a lake or something, but there's no lake in Lubbock. There's one trailer park by the airport that's actually pretty cool. It's got some great trees, but I couldn't get in there. It's got a wait list. It's like ridiculous. Next time you come down to Lubbock, I'll show you. And the house kind of fell on my lap. Tubby Smith, Hall of Fame coach, personal friend, did a great job at Texas Tech building the program. Him and his wife, Donna, sweetest lady in the world. They basically kind of handed off the house to me. So, I do have a nice place to stay. I'm very fortunate and blessed, and it's kind of cool thinking I'm living in the same house that Tubby Smith used to live in. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Now, Chris, the house is amazing, but I want to say that as impressive as that house is, there's something at the facility that I think I was just equally as impressed with. There is a Murphy bed in the facility. It's incredible. How did that come to be? Was that there when you arrived, or did you have that put in?
Got to give Liz credit for that. We've always kind of had an old couch in the corner in our offices and our locker rooms where we've been known to crash for a night or a week from time to time. I think I was kind of not embarrassing, but I was kind of, Liz helped me step up my game. I'll put it that way. So I didn't even know what a Murphy bed was. You remember the old TV show, man, the Bosom Buddies?
The Bosom Buddies, of course.
Yeah, man. Remember, I think they had like one of those beds where it looked like it wasn't a bed and it came out of the wall. So I didn't even know what a Murphy bed was, but Liz showed it to me. And that's one of my best possessions. It's pretty cool. Like the president or the AD or some big donor can be in the office and he doesn't know that you're sleeping in your office. And then when he leaves, you pull it down. So it's, Liz Cope, got to give her credit for that one too. That was a solid investment.
Oh, that was so good. I mean, that's not like a cot in the office. That is a Murphy bed. I'm familiar with that. I had one of those things once when I came up too. You see, dude, that's something else you and I have in common. I used to sleep on one of those myself in a tiny studio when I first got my first radio break in San Diego. I love it. Now, when you and I came together in Lubbock, I also had the pleasure of appearing on your show, The Fireside Chat, which was an amazing experience, especially to have a fireside chat, dude, when it was like 120 degrees with no breeze whatsoever. But where did the idea come from for The Fireside Chat, and how much fun do you have doing that?
Have a lot of fun. It's one of the coolest things we've done in our three, now four seasons building the program here. The original idea was to connect with our students, to try to have a direct line of communication with them. So we do the fireside. It's kind of how we get the weekly, monthly information to them. Then it's just kind of spun off, and we've had a lot of fun. We had, actually, Santa Claus was on there around Christmas, did a great job on the fireside. We always enjoy it when former players come back in town. And then certainly having you on there, Jim, was awesome. Here's the life of a coach. You know, you win a big game, you get hundreds of texts. You lose a game, you get like two texts, one from some fan bitching at you and then one maybe from your mom. But the fireside, man, the cell phone was popping the next day. Lots of people impressed that I was able to convince you to be on the show. So you've helped our ratings. Unfortunately, we don't really have any financial incentives for you, but I'll try to get you like a T-shirt or something out your way.
My man, there's some things you can't put a price on. I mean, that was amazing. I love that sit down with the fireside chat. I would love to do it again. Now, you also have a practice facility that's coming in. So what's that say about the program and the support, Chris, that you and the program have from the school and the community?
Well, that's tremendous. You know, we have the best athletic director in the country in Kirby Hocutt. I haven't worked for a lot of people, but he's the best. I've been very fortunate to be with some great ones. Basically, Kirby and I share the same vision for Tech basketball we have from day one, that we could be relative in the Big 12, we could be competitive, we could compete. Once you do that, you're obviously, you know, able to win the whole thing if you can win the Big 12. And we've really, you know, had some support. Season tickets, all-time high. You know, the practice facility, which we're going to call the Womble, named after my great friend and big-time Tech supporter, Dusty Womble, is going to be a game changer. You saw it going up, Jim. Now it's almost where it's framed, and they're going to start working on the insides. But we're hopeful to be in the Womble, our new practice facility, this summer. Our players are excited about it. Our fans are excited about it. It's just it's one of many great things going on at Texas Tech basketball.
Look for it tonight. NCAA Men of March. The man right there, Chris Beard. He is the subject of this special. It's going to air at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. Hey, Chris, I can't thank you enough. It definitely was one of my favorite things ever. It was great to be in Lubbock. I can't wait to see how it looks tonight. Thank you very much for the access, my man.
You're the best. Talk to you soon.
You too. Chris Beard. Look for it. 10:30 Eastern tonight on CBS Sports Network. Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and it helps you fix them. It's another way the Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Make sure you look for that. I'm fired up. That's going to air tonight on CBS Sports Network. My thanks to Chris Beard, Pete Thamel, and Jason Lockenfora. Happy New Year. Thanks for listening, and look for episode 110 of the Jim Rome Podcast later.